It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
She said that they had on that dude who owns the Blues Barbecue on Preston Road in far north Dallas.
What did you order?
David and Victoria Beckham went. I think he ordered like a some freshly sliced brisket.
Hot dog?
He didn't order hot dog.
No sides?
I don't know, George. It just says the brisket.
Did he get bean cornbread?
He didn't get bean cornbread.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
As far as I know. What are you looking at?
I'm showing George a picture that I think you need to see, too. It's Joe Namath playing the piano for DeMarcus Ware.
Insane.
Someone sent it to us on Twitter. I'll retweet it. So, if you're just joining us, 30 minutes ago, we had the audio of DeMarcus Ware singing the national anthem at the Hall of Fame game, and somebody asked, who's that on piano? Gordon asked that, and George said it was Joe Namath, because the Jets were playing.
Got a Yamaha.
Just lost Jaw for the rest of the
hilarious.
Show.
Playing a Yandy.
Okay, retweeting this now.
Yes, Advanced Hair Restoration and Crawford Services AC Heating and Plumbing bring you the emergency break of the week. The deal is we give you three candidates and you get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes from this ridiculous show known as the Morning Musers. And sometimes Gordo gets distracted as he is telling us whose birthday it is. And the other day, it was quite a combo. It was Bill Belichick and Bruce Bochy's birthday. And this is the weird biographical note about Bill Belichick that we didn't know.
Anya Taylor-Joy is 29.
Queen's Gambit.
God, it seems like she's been famous for 15 years. She's only 29. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 78.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is such greatness.
Greek.
Pilot Bill Belichick. Pilot Bill Belichick.
Pilot.
Why did I just say that?
Seattle.
What?
Why did you say
okay,
pilot?
I know why I said it now.
Why?
Because I was thinking of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I was going to say famous pilot in the movie Airplane.
Oh, okay.
What?
But I decided I wasn't going to talk about him being a pilot.
Another overrated movie.
So I looked down and say,
wow.
Pilot Bill Belichick.
That's crazy. Sometimes you switch up numbers, but
I know
to take a thought out of
before.
Your head and put it in.
I've never accused Bill Belichick of being a pilot before.
Will his Hall of Fame bust have one of those pilot caps on it?
Yeah, the aviator goggles and a scarf.
That would be pretty cool to hear that voice as you're about to take off.
Oh, we're about to land in Seattle.
Yeah, he's already kind of got pilot's voice,
yeah,
doesn't he?
He does. All right, one more time.
Anya Taylor-Joy is 29.
Queen's Gambit.
God, it seems like she's been famous for 15 years. She's only 29. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 78.
Oh, my God. That is such greatness.
Greek.
Pilot Bill Belichick. Pilot Bill Belichick.
Pilot?
Why did I just say that?
Seattle.
What?
Why did you say pilot?
Okay, I know why I said it now.
Why?
Because I was thinking of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I was going to say famous pilot in the movie Airplane.
Oh, okay.
What?
But I decided I wasn't going to talk about him being a pilot.
Another overrated movie.
So I looked down and say,
wow.
Pilot Bill Belichick.
It's fun to laugh.
You said it so
bit.
Confidently,
I know
too.
It, yeah.
Pilot Bill Belichick.
I wasn't hesitant at all. It just now.
All right, there is Gordo as candidate number one. Candidate number two, it's from that little Saturday show that talks golf every week here.
Unbelievable. Really?
Yeah. And wow. This is kind of amazing because if you remember a long time ago, remember when Rosengarten claimed that precipice wasn't a word? You remember?
He said there's no way.
Yeah.
You need to have multiple majors. That's the precipice that everybody
precipice?
Reached. Yeah, it's, go with me, bud.
Precipice.
That's the highlight.
There's no way that's a word.
And that has turned into a drop these last couple of decades. Well, this week, this past Saturday, Craig decided to throw out a word. Is it a word It did stop down the show. Let's give a listen.
You know, most people look at Scottie swing and say that's going to save him a long time because his body. I think Bryson's swing, the way it is set up to not be injurious. Is that a word?
Injurious.
I don't know, but it doesn't sound
trying to,
right
trying
at
trying
all.
To stay with
right. Now a new
trying
word.
To prevent injury. How about that?
Yes. Injurious.
So that's Winston funny. Thinks today will be Justin Rose is going to get outdriven by 50 yards every hole.
Pretty much, yeah.
And so,
injurious is a word.
Ha! Nice. Bite me all, yo.
Very good. Very good.
Whoa. I lost that bet.
Got the Kern cackle in the background. It's not, I don't believe it's injurious. It's
injurious.
Yeah. Yes, injurious. Yeah. That is an adjective.
Injurious. God, it sounds like you're talking to Sylvester the cat.
There's some word bumper cars going in. To this one, there's no doubt about it, but yeah, injurious is what they were looking for.
So he was, all, yeah.
So he was close, as we hear it one more time.
You know, most people look at Scotty swing and say that's going to save him a long time because his body. I think Bryson's swing, the way it is set up to not be injurious. Is that a word?
Injurious.
I don't know, but it doesn't sound
trying to,
right at
trying
all.
Trying to stay with
right. Now a new
trying
word.
To prevent
injuries.
Injury. How about that?
Yes. Injurious.
So Winston thinks today will be Justin Rose is going to get outdriven by 50 yards every hole.
Pretty much, yeah.
And so,
injurious is a word.
Ha!
Nice.
Bite me all, yo.
Very good. Very
good. Whoa. I lost that bet.
Well, I love the Kern laugh in the background. Also love Eli's comments in the background. That doesn't sound right at all.
At all.
And there is Craig Rosengarten as candidate number two, even though he was semi-right this time about a word. And then there's Donovan from The Invasion, who had a hard time talking.
Well, there's the one on Cooper in Arlington that, like you said, Donnie, used to be constantly busy. Even, like, especially, you know, right by college, it's going to be busy later at night, too. But I haven't seen much of a crowd.
The lines, when they first came out, the lines were as long as, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I got to look at, I've never been inside of one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's what establishment that has come to town that had
In-N-Out.
Everyone in a that was yeah, yeah that had people in a frizzy a frenzy
all in one
and they got all kinds of donuts
yeah
well
they're donut
Krispy Kreme donut what's wrong with me
nailed it
jeez
Krispy King okay that makes sense
well it didn't leading up to that. As Donovan was trying to think, what's wrong with me? That's always great when someone just gives up. And goes, man, what is wrong with me? I can't talk. All right, one more.
Well, there's the one on Cooper in Arlington that, like you said, Donnie, used to be constantly busy. Even, like, especially you know, right by college, it's going to be busy later at night, too. But I haven't seen much of a crowd.
The lines, when they first came out, the lines were as long as... I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I got to look at. I've never been inside of one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's what establishment that has come to town that had
In-N-Out.
Everyone in a that was yeah, yeah that had people in a frizzy a frenzy, a tizzy, a frizzy, all in one.
Man, they got all kinds of donuts.
Yeah.
Well,
they're
Krispy Kreme donut. What's wrong with me?
Nailed it.
Jeez.
Krispy King. Oh, God, that makes sense.
All right. So is it Gordo, is it Craig Rosengarten, or is it Donnie? What cast of characters will we hear from this week? Calling 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I think that Donovan wins.
Okay. We'll see if you're right about that. There's your vote.
Are you voting for him, or are you just telling us who you think is going to win?
That's his pick to click there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, boys. Good morning. It's Randy White. How y'all doing?
Okay.
Hey, it's the Manster.
How you boys doing? So, how about them Cowboys? We're doing pretty good this offseason. I think we might make it to the playoffs, boys. I think we might make it to the playoffs.
Okay. The voice is slipping a little bit, so who you vote for?
Oh, well, boys, I'm going to vote for
what?
The gift giver and the bag chaser from the T-Box, boys.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
no way I'm already on. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
But I just, before I vote responsibly, I just want to let you boys know that you did have me fooled for a few moments on April Fool's, but the minute I heard you two boys agree that Gordo would have less to do, I knew right then and there that the chicanery was afoot.
All right, bottom out guy, who you vote for?
Oh, man, I got to go with my Krispy Kreme.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hello. Good morning, Joe.
Oh, my gosh. This is Brady Tom.
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
Just a wild guess. It's
something to do with your voice.
That's a very wild guess. Very wild guess.
Yeah.
So
how are you?
Well, we're all right. Okay, things are going okay.
Say hi to Brady.
Okay, I'm going to go with Donovan's Busy and Kim Donut.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for the call. Hi, you're on America's favorite radio station. Who wins?
Oh, hi, users.
Man, triple fake
all coming out this morning.
Hey, why were they mentioning my middle name so much?
Eldridge?
Taunt?
No, Injurious.
Oh. All right, I give you 2 points for that one. Thanks, Fake Tiger. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The Krispy Kreme.
Elmer Fudd. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the E-Break?
Time for a better vote from Dr. Sanjay Gupta's favorite NFL coach.
This is Captain Happy, yes, known as Bill Belichick. Not the vote for myself. Thank you very much.
Okay. A little elaborate right there.
Did he give Bill a southern accent there?
A little bit.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. Just like the first guy said, I think the great Donovan should win today.
And ladies and gentlemen, Turns out he was right. Donovan with the win.
Well, there's the one on Cooper in Arlington that, like you said, Donnie, used to be constantly busy. Even, like, especially, you know, right by college, it's going to be busy later at night, too. But I haven't seen much of a crowd.
The lines, when they first came out, the lines were as long as, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I got to look at, I've never been inside of one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's what establishment that has come to town that had
In-N-Out.
Everyone in a that was In-N-Out, yeah, that had people in a frizzy. A frenzy.
All in one.
Man, they got all kinds of donuts.
Yeah.
Well, they're Krispy Kreme donut. What's wrong with me?
Nailed it.
Jeez.
Krispy King. Oh, God, that makes sense.
How many wins is that for Donovan?
In a bit of an upset, that is Donovan's 13th E-Break win. He is now 126 behind the all-time leader Norman Captain Norm Hitzkus.
Right.